Hello, and welcome to Anon's weekly codecast for the week of May 3rd, 2025.
We're Alex and Maya, and today we'll walk you through the highlights of Anon's commits this week.
First up, let's talk about the scripts that power a streamlined coding environment.
Right. This week, the key change was decluttering the fish shell startup by avoiding the permanent fish add path and using a more straightforward set dash GX path approach instead.
That's clever because it makes your path variable setup more stable and less error-prone every time you open a terminal.
Plus, some new virtual environments got added to this path setup, like for a tool named Nerimo and Ruff. More tools, ready to go, right from the command line.
And did you notice they added a new shell abbreviation for quickly running Node.js using FNM without overhead on startup? That's a great speed-up.
Also, for Linux users, the editor Micra was added in the setup, a lightweight but powerful terminal editor.
These are such practical tweaks that save time and keep your development flow smooth.
Moving on to the Tools and Data Science course content, Anand expanded the LLM-related material.
Yeah, there's a big refresh on image generation and text-to-speech APIs. The Gemini 2.0 Flash Model's image generation is now covered with clear REST examples.
And OpenAI's newest GPT Image 1 model for creating and editing high-fidelity images is also included with easy-to-use curl commands.
This makes it much easier for students to experiment with state-of-the-art multimodal AI capabilities right from their APIs.
The course also added a detailed guide on OpenAI's text-to-speech API and Google Gemini's Advanced Speech Studio services.
That's huge for anyone wanting to add voice or audio features to their apps or projects.
They even include cost details and tips for optimizing usage, which beginners often miss.
Aside from the API deep dives, the course updated links and added easy access to graded assignments and discussion threads. Super useful for students to stay on track. There was also a general note that the course is open to anyone wanting to explore the materials and evaluations, but with some participation restrictions.
That's thoughtful, letting others audit the content while maintaining grading control for enrolled students.
Plus, important new content was added around GitHub Codespaces and Google Authentication with Fast API.
Those help developers set up fast cloud-based coding environments and secure API logins using Google accounts.
Make setting up your development workflow and apps smoother than ever.
Now, about the LLM mental math evaluations. Anand added some new models called Grok 3 into the mix and improved how results pop up with detailed explanations on Hover.
I love that. It's like seeing the AI's thought process, not just the final result.
They showed that OpenAI's reasoning models essentially cracked mental multiplication up to 7-digit numbers with impressive human-like strategies.
So the models aren't just spitting answers, but using math tricks to get there. Amazing.
Plus, 16 models, including Gemini, Anthropic, Grok, and Llama, now get nearly half of the multiplication questions right. Watching this space is exciting.
In the tooling repos, Async LLM got enhanced with support for OpenAI's new Responses API, which streams outputs and function calls more fluidly.
This means developers can now handle more complex AI interactions like multi-tool calls or detailed incremental responses with simple async iterations.
It's a big step toward building interactive and responsive AI-powered apps.
Especially helpful for integrations where you want to see outputs as they come, rather than waiting for the whole response. Shifting gears, Anand also improved the Document Assessor tool, a browser-based LLM app to check clauses in uploaded files like PDFs and Word docs.
The update modularized heavy libraries like PDFJS and MammothJS to load only when needed.
Plus, they added input validation and sanitized user content to prevent errors and security holes.
All solid engineering moves to keep the tool fast and safe, especially for real-world usage by legal or HR teams.
And they even created a slick UI to show evaluations and let you deep dive into results with citations.
Last but not least, in the personal scripts repo, a new script named Git Uncommitted was added.
It scans your folders to flag which ones have uncommitted changes or need pushing to remote, helping keep your code bases clean and synced.
Those little helper scripts are the unsung heroes that save headspace and avoid embarrassing code slip-ups.
Definitely. There was also a fix to correctly show a two-day agenda in gCalcly, more Linux setup notes, and an enhancement to generate a heavy PDF for stress testing.
A week full of practical tweaks and rich AI content updates. Perfect!
Here's a quick tip you can try today. When working with APIs posting large requests, lazy load your heavy libraries only when you really need them and validate inputs thoroughly.
That's smart. How would you use that in your own projects, Maya?
I'd implement on-demand dynamic imports for UI tools like PDF or image processors, so the app loads lightning fast initially and stays secure with strict file checks. It's a solid usability and reliability win.
What I take away this week is to never underestimate how small enhancements, like shell path tweaks or better input validation, can really smooth out a developer's day.
And I'm reminded to always look for ways to integrate the newest AI features thoughtfully, like streaming APIs and multi-tool calls that make interactions richer and apps more fun to build. That's all for this week on Anand's Weekly Codecast.
See you next time.